Today, President Obama made a brief statement confirming what the Pentagon said last night, that there's no longer a need for a large-scale rescue operation to airlift stranded Yazidis off that mountaintop in northern Iraq. About a dozen Marines and special op forces spent a day on the mountain and said many of the refugees had already left. And the president said most of those American troops who did that assessment of the mountain will be coming home.
And I just want to say that as commander-in-chief, I could not be prouder of the men and women of our military who carried out this humanitarian operation almost flawlessly.
As you heard, the president called that a humanitarian mission, but there are concerns that they were actually combat boots on the ground. And there are 900 other military members serving as advisors to the Kurdish forces that are fighting the advance of ISIS, or the Islamic State, the Sunni-led militant group that drove those Yazidis onto that mountaintop. And also the U.S. has conducted that handful of airstrikes against ISIS. Earlier today, we spoke with Senator Tim Kaine, a Democrat from Virginia and a member of the Armed Forces and Foreign Relations Committees. And we asked him, first of all, about that news that most of the Yazidis had been able to get off that mountain.
Any good news about the Yazidis being less in danger of this momentum of ISIS is a very, very good thing. But I have basically, since the president announced last week that we might be engaged in a long-term set of airstrikes, I've said that may be appropriate, but you've got to get congressional approval for that. We're in recess right now, so the framers of the Constitution clearly understood that the president could take some steps and then seek congressional ratification. But my view, Robin, is the president currently does not have any, there's no existing authority right now where Congress has allowed these actions to take place, which means that the president has got to come to Congress and seek it, and that authority would likely have to be given right after we return in early September.
Well, by the way, the Pentagon is saying that this isn't boots on the ground, even though these are combat troops, these Marines, because they were on a humanitarian mission in those mountains. But I want to be clear about what you're saying. Are you saying that Congress, I mean, are you asking for retroactive approval for things that have already happened?
There has to be congressional approval for this, and it can be retroactive. The framers of the Constitution made very clear that you need Congress to engage in military action, whether it's airstrikes or boots on the ground, with one exception, and that the president can act without Congress if there's imminent danger to American life, whether it's here on the homeland or whether it's an embassy or whether it's American personnel. Clearly, the president is worried about American consular officials in Iraq. But the announcement is we're going to undertake airstrikes against ISIL. And while there certainly is a humanitarian element to this, humanitarian relief is like typhoon relief. It's not getting in the middle of basically a sectarian war. And what ISIL is, the war that ISIL is waging in this area against Kurds, against these ethnic minorities, is a war. Congress has to be involved.
Well, and what would you vote?
On this, for humanitarian, I'd probably vote the same way I voted last year with respect to Syria. I encouraged the president, and others did as well, if you're going to undertake action in Syria to potentially punish Bashar al-Assad for use of chemical weapons, you've got to come to Congress. And he did at the end of a recess. Foreign Relations Committee, we voted for limited military action. I think certainly I would vote for limited military action to provide this kind of relief.
Well, and how far should this go? I just want to listen to some sound. This morning we heard from retired General Michael Barbero on NPR's Morning Edition talking about the need for the U.S. to step up military efforts. There have already been strikes. As we've been hearing, there was this secret mission to determine if what the crisis was on Mount Sinjar. But he says there should be more help for the Kurds who are fighting ISIS, what amounts to an army, in northern Iraq.
They need our greater assistance, and they need heavier weapons. They're outmatched overmatched and outgunned.
Senator Kaine, your thought, more weapons to the Kurds?
I am strongly in support of providing assistance to the Kurds. They've been good allies. We should help them so that they can concede against ISIL. That is a different question, though, than whether we put troops or airstrikes in the way to help them. And if we do that, Congress needs to be involved.
Stay with the weapons to the Kurds, though. We're watching what happened in Ukraine with weapons that went to insurgents. We're watching what happened in Syria with insurgents overtaken by other forces. There are people who think that we owe the Kurds. We failed them in the past, but others who worry about weapons going anywhere, that they might fall into the wrong hands.
Robin, that's a very fair worry. In Syria, that's one of the reasons that the administration, despite urging from Congress, has been very reluctant to provide weapons to the insurgents because they have significant doubts about whether the weapons would end up in the wrong hands, and that is a legitimate worry. I think based on all the factors that I've seen on foreign relations and armed services, we can have a higher degree of trust in the Peshmerga and the Kurds that they will use it in the right way. But we need to make sure that as we provide weapons, we do it in a very careful way so that the weapons don't fall into the wrong hands.
Well, but what if they lose? Right now they're being supported by U.S. airstrikes. Can we stand by and watch the Kurds lose?
The ingredients for success are there if we provide arms assistance. I think they will succeed. But again, I just keep coming back to let's do this the right way. And the right way includes the significant involvement of Congress, especially, again, since the president and General Dempsey, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has said that these actions are likely to last for a while. That suggests that Congress needs to be involved.
Well, some are talking about 10 years before the situation in Iraq is resolved. But again, you're saying that anything, any buttressing of the Kurds would have to go through Congress. But have you entertained the thought of there are 900 troops there now? It seems inevitable that American troops are going to coincide with ISIS troops. You might have American bloodshed. I mean, how far are you willing to go, or willing to authorize the U.S. to go to support
Robin,
this effort?
You know, that is why I think the president needs to come to Congress. The president, if he comes to Congress and articulates clearly, here's what we're doing, Congress can debate it, and that will enable both the Congress and the American public to understand what the mission is. It forces the president to define it. And then we avoid these kind of open-ended challenges that can, you know, end up dragging on for years and years.
Senator Kaine, one last question. We hear you clearly say that the president needs to come to Congress. Should Congress and the president both be back from vacation deliberating this right now?
Humanitarian aid can happen without Congress coming back. But if we're going to significantly escalate military involvement in Iraq, we may have to contemplate Congress coming back early, or at least the relevant committees.
That's Senator Tim Kaine, the Democrat from Virginia. He's also a member of the Armed Forces and Foreign Relations Committees. Senator Kaine, thanks so much.
Okay, thanks, Robin.
And again, President Obama spoke today and said the Special Op Forces and Marines who did reconnaissance yesterday on Mount Sinjar in Iraq, what he called a humanitarian mission, are coming home. But as we said, that leaves 900 advisors still in country. We'll follow this story.